For Tuesday, September 29th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. As always, you are with Pastor Patrick, and I'm thankful to be here sharing this devotion with you. If you grab your Bible and open to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, this is where we're going to find today's teaching. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. This section of scripture is titled, Paul Surrenders His Rights. This is what the Word of God teaches. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my workmanship in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say these things on human authority? Does not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain. Is it for oxen that God is concerned? Does he not certainly speak for our sake? It was written for our sake, because the plowman should plow in hope, and the thresher thresh in hope of sharing the crop. If we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share this rightful claim on you, do not we even more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I will have a reward, but if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Oswald Chambers' devotion this morning is based off of verse 16 in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and this is what he wrote. We are apt to forget the mystical, supernatural touch of God. If you can tell where you got the call of God and all about it, I question whether you have ever had a call. The call of God does not come like that. It is much more supernatural. The realization of it in a man's life may come with sudden thunderclap or with a gradual dawning, but in whatever way it comes with the undercurrent of the supernatural, something that cannot be put into words. It is always accompanied with a glow. At any moment there may break the sudden consciousness of this incalculable, supernatural, surprising call that has taken hold of your life. I have chosen you. The call of God has nothing to do with salvation and sanctification. It is not because you are sanctified that you are therefore called to preach the gospel. The call to preach the gospel is infinitely different. Paul describes it as a necessity laid upon him. If you have been obliterating the great supernatural call of God in your life, take a review of your circumstances and see where God has not been first, but your ideas of service or your temperamental abilities. Paul said, "Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." He had realized the call of God, and there was no competitor for his strength. If a man or woman is called of God, it does not matter how untoward circumstances are. Every force that has been at work will tell for God's purpose in the end. If you agree with God's purpose, He will bring not only your conscious life, but all the deeper regions of your life, which you cannot get at, into harmony. May I encourage you this morning, saints, to take some time and really ponder what it is that Oswald Chambers has written here. It would be well worth the time spent. I look forward to tomorrow when we can meet and talk about Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.